Listen, Morgan, I have an idea. You're from Colorado, so you should know a thing or two about camping in the wilderness. Your character was about to go camping in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Great. Not all Coloradans are outdoor enthusiasts, Morgan thought. Here's what I propose, her editor said. I talked to my boss and got him to agree to my plan. Morgan had a feeling this wasn't going anywhere wonderful. What plan? Oh, you'll love it, Deborah said. Because you're one of our top-selling authors, and after working with you all these years and knowing you have at least a few more New York Times bestsellers in you, I convinced George to make a small investment in your success, which will also translate into our publishing house's success. Trust me, it wasn't easy to convince him, but we're about to send you on a short immersion book research trip. An immersion book research trip? Visions of traveling to an exotic resort floated into her mind, then abruptly stopped. No, she was writing a wilderness book. The next vision was of her standing in front of a beautiful mountain chalet, which was more appropriate for the type of story she was going to do research for. First, we'll fly you down to the Georgia Mountains, Deborah continued. Don't get your hopes up. Since this trip is on a shoestring budget, I had to find the cheapest flight. Your job is to rough camp for a few days and take notes about your new romance novel in the wilderness. Then we'll talk more when you get back. And I expect your outline the week after. I just emailed your plane tickets, rental car reservation, and instructions for the campsite I booked for you. And since you have little time to shop for camping gear, I arranged for you to pick up a camping kit at an Outdoor Life shop on the way to the campsite. As soon as Deborah finished her sentence, Morgan's computer dinged. She opened the email. The flight is tomorrow morning. Sorry, but I figured you'd want to get started as soon as possible so you can immerse yourself in your story. Morgan shook her head in disbelief. Seriously? You want me to be at the airport at 5 a.m.? That means I have to be up in 6 hours. It's a free vacation, her editor said. Besides, you don't want to run out of daylight when you get to the campsite. Morgan sighed. How far is the campground from the airport? Just a couple of hours, if you add in the time to pick up your gear, Deborah said. But I won't keep you. I'm sure you want to get ready for your trip. The email I sent has all the information you'll need. Call me when you get back, she said, and ended the call. Morgan could visualize the smug smile on her editor's face. If this was a joke, it was a cruel one. There were outdoorsy people in Colorado, and there were indoorsy people. She fit in that latter category. She stared at the e-ticket for her flight. She couldn't just pack up and leave on this trip. Why, out of all places to go, did her editor send her camping in the mountains? A cabin would have been more humane. But Morgan didn't even have to think hard. The answer came straight to her. It was because of that dumb mistake of mentioning camping in the wilderness on that last page of her last book. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Her palms turned sweaty as a slight panic set in. More than one night in a tent. She wanted to call Deborah back and cancel. But what would she tell her? She lived alone in her little apartment with a mountain view and didn't even own a pet to keep her company. So much for good excuses. The tickets were already paid for. If she wanted to continue to make a living, she had to take the trip and survive. She had no choice but to go. Besides, despite her dread of going on this trip, she never backed down from a challenge. She'd go on this little adventure and show Deborah that it was a piece of cake. 3 nights rough camping was nothing. Fake it till you make it, she said with resolve and stood from her couch to go pack. Then doubt crept back into her thoughts. It couldn't be that bad. Or could it? It was only 3 nights.